Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And I got to tell you, so love the information and the feedback you all are sending. You know, sometimes we wonder about, are we talking about things that y'all are like really interested in, or am I just blabbing, right? After 18 years, I still ask myself the question, and Benny will tell me sometimes, okay, you're blabbing. But
I do not say that.
I know you don't say it. I know you don't say it.
How dare you call me out like that? You don't blab.
Come on, Benny. You know that I count on you for honest feedback, though, right?
I do, but come on. You're like setting me up.
No. Oh, wait. Sorry. The word you use is flub.
Well, that's a whole different area, though, I think.
All right. Okay.
Blabbing is like going on and on and on. Flubbing is like you made a mistake. You just got to fix it. There's no problem there.
But then he's like, okay, that was.
We'll come up with it, Pat, I'm sure. It's fine.
Well, let's just talk about blabbing for a minute. You know, honestly, I should write a blog about this. Blabbing for 18 years. You know, positive talk blabbing for 18
the
years.
Blabbing
I should actually
blog.
Write that blog.
The blabbing blog.
The blabbing blog. I'm going to do that, Benny. You heard it here. Blabbing blog. It's going to come out of here. But here's what I love about it. Yes, I did talk about, and I have been talking about mental well-being for about a year now in different ways. And yes, I did talk about Simone Biles, and I did talk about what's going on in the Olympics. And some of you have emailed me. And I want to thank you for the emails because, you know, this is a topic nobody's really talking about. And I did make a statement. And the statement I made was, you know, we're the United States of America. We do things differently here. We don't take people out of their homes for 18 months and say, you're going to train with us and you're not going to really have a life. We do things differently here. And I don't think anybody could have realized the impact of COVID. And yes, I did call out I got the email I got, Benny, was thank you for calling out the National Gymnastics Committee. And I thought, okay, what did I say? And I had to go back, Stephanie, I had to go back to listen to this. And here's what it is. When you decide you're going to talk about something in the idea of inspiring the world, sometimes what happens is the real you shows up. And when the real you shows up in life, it's magical. And it's not always what everybody likes to hear. But the question at the end of the day, are we inspired by it? You know, and that's really the feedback that people are giving us. You know, they're saying, man, I didn't think about it that way. I'm really inspired by that. We're getting that feedback from a number of shows we have here. Because if you are someone like Stephanie James, my very special guest today, and you are looking at this world, you know, psychotherapist, dynamic public speaker, published author, she is out there in the mental health field, then you are somebody that is in the realm of sparking and igniting the best in others and understanding the human dynamic and the human nature of who we are. Today, I want to introduce you to her. If you've not heard about who she is, go to stephaniejames.world, and we're going to give you a lot of information. We're also going to talk about the spark, you know, the spark with Stephanie James. But when you are taking on a conversation about the spark, you have to be somebody that is fired up about life. What we need to know now, living wisdom for a changing world, with my very special guest, super show host, and somebody that is taking the conversation on. Stephanie, great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you, Pat. So wonderful to be here.
So I want to ask you this question because this is it. You know, when we are fired up about things, let me just use that analogy for a moment, for lack of a better phrase. When we are fired up about something, and that's really for me what I've been talking about here in the past month or so, something happens inside of us to call us forward to new things. And I want to know from you, what has called you forward? All the things I've said about you, everything you're doing, what is calling you forward now, though? See, not like last week, but who is Stephanie James now? And what are you enacting in this large vision you have?
I love that question. Thank you, Pat. That's such a good question, because I really do feel like, you know, it's a daily practice for me. One of the things I do when I wake up in the morning, literally first thing, sometimes I even wake up and I'm already doing this. So it's like, it's almost like the subconscious practice where I wake up in the morning, I have one hand on my heart, one hand on my gut, and I'm just praying, sometimes again, subconsciously, but just that I'm surrendering to being the clearest conduit I can be for what my experience of the divine is to flow through. Yeah. And so that's around getting my ego out of the way. It's about not clinging to, you know, hard to desires or the outcome that I think is going to be the best for me, but truly surrendering to that flow that really does come to me and through me when I kind of get myself out of the way.
Yeah.
And so what ends up speaking to me is oftentimes this amazing daily inspiration that is truly, I've really been in touch with it. January will be 15 years that I've been very clear that my mission is to bring as much love and healing to the world as possible. And so I want to do that, you know, through my radio show, through my books, through my film, you know, through all these different seminars and summits that I'm putting on, through my public speaking. And I feel like, my God, Pat, we need that more than ever right now. We all need to know that, number one, our healing matters. And as we start doing this inner work, really, that's how we can ignite the sparks, not only within ourselves, but then we become like the pebble in the pond in that concentric circles of healing. We start radiating that out to others.
Yeah. This is why I wanted to have you join in the conversation. And I was so excited. You know, I know you've talked to Linda, and I know about you and your energy to illuminate the world and ignite the spark within. And so when I think about this and I think about, you know, your backstory a little bit, and I want to go there for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, you and I have something in common. We are like the little energy. Do you know that commercial with the Energizer Bunny? Right? And he or she, I don't know if it's he or she, so let's call it they. They are banging on the, for a million years, we have watched the commercials about this Energizer Bunny, right? But the Energizer Bunny now is showing how the Energizer Bunny is breaking through limited beliefs. I mean, you're starting to see it in some of the way this is portrayed. And I want to ask you, what lights you up? What keeps you moving in the way where you continue to break through limited beliefs? And as a result of that, Stephanie, what do you create? What are you creating to help ignite the world?
Yeah, well, you know, it's really twofold, Pat, because I really feel like there's this duality here. And one of it truly is that we have to do our own work, right? So one of the ways that I've been truly doing that, and honestly, this year, it's something that we continue doing the rest of our lives. So I really want to put that, you know, message out there first, because I know so many people are like, when do we arrive? When do we get to, you know, finish doing this work? And if we cannot think of it as work, it's just part of our journey, then it becomes like, this is just a part of it. It's okay. We're never going to be perfect. We're a work in progress. And so this year, one of the biggest things for me has continued to be, how do I develop a true friendship? I call it befriending myself, and to grow in love with myself. And, you know, that we can hear that all the time, like, oh, just be your own best friend, just love yourself. And it's not that simple. You know, 32 years in the personal development and mental health field, I know it's not that easy. And so I really practice that, you know, morning ritual of tuning in, of doing gratitude, of exercising, of meditation, all those things where I make myself the priority in my own life. And I know for some people that might be, oh, that sounds really selfish. And it's not. It's the thing that that's how I refuel. That's how I ignite my own spark, because my other joy, the other joy in my life is, you know, I have a private practice. I'm actually in that office right now. And whether it's coaching clients or whether it's a group of people or a speaking, you know, experience or one-on-one with clients in my office, it's being able to be that clearer conduit. And that lights me up when I am observing other people's transformation. And I can feel, and it's not about Stephanie James having the right answer or I'm given the right information. It literally feels like whatever's supposed to come through in those conversations comes through. So to be witness to other people's healing, that lights me up. That inspires me. And I have an amazing soul tribe of friends that when we get together, I just got together a few weeks ago up in the mountains with one of my very best friends, Gabriella Masala. And we are putting on this event that literally came through a meditation we were doing together up on these rocks, you know, as the sun's coming up and it's absolutely gorgeous. And it's like, oh my God, when we are those open conduits, that's when the messages come through like, wow, this is something that could really bring hope, inspiration, and substantial change in people's lives. And that's the kind of stuff that just fires me up, Pat. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I want to continue to talk about this too. And Benny, I think I'm going to go ahead and skip the break if we could. Jamie, you got to skip the break. I love what you're talking about when you reference you and your friend. You went off to the mountains and then you heard. So, Stephanie, one of the things I want to talk about is this is a conduit conversation for a moment. And what I mean by a conduit conversation is it doesn't matter if you're up on a retreat. You know, I mean, I was at a meeting with Jessica and Linda the other day, and we have lunch together and we just talk about things. And I'm telling you that Linda will tell you this, that in the middle of the conversation, I go like this. And I'm like that, just looking over here. They know now that when I come back, I've not heard a word of what they're saying, but something has come in. How do we honor that? And, you know, here's my question. I want to talk about the event that you're creating. And the reason I want to talk about the event is because when we get an idea, and look, I introduced you. You're a psychotherapist. You're a transformational life coach. You know, you're a presenter, you're a radio host, you're a podcast host, you're an author, you're a filmmaker, and you're not done yet.
Yeah.
You're not done yet. And the reason I want to bring it up is because the people in my circle, my friends, even some of the listeners, the questions I get asked are you going to be able to continue? Are you continuing? Will you continue? Will you grow the net? I mean, they don't ask it directly like that. And my answer is, I'm just warming up.
Yeah.
I'm not even the Energizer battery yet. I'm just like, I'm warming up.
Mm-hmm.
You're warming up too. And yet let's recognize what you've created, because this event came from a divinely guided energy. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, and Pat, first of all, I want to tell you, I resonate with you so much because, you know, I just turned 54 in June. And I was like, I always tell people life begins at 50.
Yeah.
You know, that is really when things started opening up and everything started coming through. And so I am so in line with you. I am just getting started. I am barely out of the gate, you know, and so it is exciting. And, you know, I think one of the things we have to do is start creating this room in our lives, you know, and I'm guilty of this because I'm so busy, you know, and if I don't intentionally create balance, I'm working 14 to 16 hours a day. So I'm really, really, you know, really trying to be very intentional about creating this time. And so that's what this weekend was about with Gabriella. And so, I mean, we were doing.
Thank you, Gabriella. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God. She's so amazing. She's an amazing soul firecracker energy in this world. And when we get together, talk about heart resonance. You know, she's from Austin, but you would think, you know, we lived in the same town and had, you know, weekly coffee dates because we're always connected. But to get together in physical proximity was just really powerful. So we were doing breath work and meditation and singing and, I mean, all kinds of just opening. And so I think we have to allow for that space. And so when that happened, you know, we had both had hits probably, gosh, 6 months ago, a year ago. We knew we were going to be doing events together. We've always kind of known that in our relationship the past few years. And as we started letting things come through in this meditation, it was like we just started having this conversation afterwards, pinging off one another. And my inspiration was, you know, for we said we wanted to create an online event. And I said, you know, for me, part of the last thing that I want to do is create another online summit that's 3 days long and nobody can see all the presenters and nobody really wants to, because who's got 3 days out of their life to just spend in front of the computer? So what was hitting me is, oh my gosh, at the end of my radio show, each time for the last, you know, 3+ years now, going on my 4th year, it's been about what is the essential message that you want to leave with the audience? That's the last question I ask. And so oftentimes that is when most times the divine comes through, the person is sharing just this amazing piece. And so what hit me, Pat, was this thought of what if we had 22 presenters and they each shared just 10 minutes. And that 10 minutes during this interview where I would interview them, at some point that 10 minutes would be just, what is the essential message? What do we need to hear now? Because we're living in so much, there's so much fear and chaos and people feeling hopeless or misguided. And so what has been phenomenal is once that idea started coming through and the title came through right away and all these, you know, pieces, within 2 weeks, we had 22 presenters. Wow. I mean, every person said, yes, yes, yes. You know, from Mark Nepo to Amit Goswami to Jacob Israel Lieberman. I mean, we just have beautiful, beautiful people on there that are today's true thought leaders, change makers, wisdom keepers, all coming together, literally, Pat, from all over the world. I have Tarek Monib from Switzerland, Valentina Orion from Romania, Tom Cronin from Australia. So it's like this beautiful gathering of collective hearts and souls that really have a message to share with the world that we can then, and the other cool thing, I guess I have to say, is every hour, so it's 3.5 hours instead of 3.5 days. And so on every hour, we stop for 5 to 10 minutes and we're gonna be doing breath work or meditation or something. So you're not just hearing it, you're assimilating it into who you are. And so that you're really carrying that with you. And then again, you become the pebble in the pond, right? Then each person listening then becomes that then can ripple that back out.
Absolutely. Because, you know, what I love about this and what I love about your saying about it is that we are in an energy now where when we hear the stories about a butterfly across the world creating an effect, you know, not everybody relates to that. You know, people can't wrap their mind around it. But what you're hearing is the ripple effect of kindness and humanity that has generated from a global event that nobody could understand. And, you know, what once was this ripple effect of energy is now tsunami nature. It's now tsunami nature. What once was a drop in a pond now takes on tsunami energy. And it does it by exactly what you said. The power of the word, the energy and the intention of the people that come forth, this conversation today, you know, and the energy surrounded about an altruistic nature conversation of something that will help people in ways that they don't even know what they don't know.
Yeah, right on.
I want to know, how do people find out about this event and when is it? And, you know, let's start to talk about it, because it may take a little bit for us to really think, okay, this sounds good. Maybe I'll get it on my calendar. But I will tell you one thing is that I'm like you. I am in the zone of continuing to grow a venue in the world, and it is through all of your voices. And so for me, I look to create the harmony in my life. I'm never going to work a 5-hour day. I'm not even sure I ever have worked a 5-hour day. And if I did, it was 5 hours, take an hour or two off, and then come back, right?
Yeah.
But this is an event that requires, you know, information for people to know about and know how to engage. What have you created so that they can find out about this?
Yeah. So right now, we actually, what I'm guiding people to do right now is to go on to my website, that stephaniejames.world, and sign up for, there's a free visualization that's igniting the spark within, and that will put you on the registration mailing list. Because this idea has been so fresh, the person actually who's my co-producer for my film is helping me set all this up, and unfortunately had 2 deaths in his inner circle last week, which was when we were going to do all these landing pages. Yeah. So I can tell you this, Pat, the event is September 19th, and it's also going to be available the 20th and 21st, and it's free. It's completely free. Yeah. We just want to get this information out there. You know, it's just essential. So I promise, if people just go in, leave their email there, first of all, they get a great visualization that they can keep forever. And they're also automatically going to be in this registration pool. And they will be getting all the ways to, it's going to be very simple to watch. Literally, you'll have a Zoom link, and just, you can choose if Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday of that week works better for you. And we're going to run it all 3 nights.
And, you know, one of the things that we're going to talk about here today, we're going to take a break here in a minute. And when we come back, you know, one of the things I'm so interested in talking with you about is, here we are today, and each of us has an opportunity, as you said before, go over and, you know, to stephaniejames.world. And right there, I just did it. You put your name and your email, submit it, right? Ignite the spark within. And I want to come back from break here and talk about what that has looked like for us. You know, what have been the sparks that have been ignited for us? You know, what have we seen, you know, that has given us moments of hope, that has caused us to do things differently, that maybe has enabled us to step into the compassionate elements of life? And that's what I want to talk with Stephanie James about, because this moment, beyond anything, abuse, beyond stress, beyond burnout, beyond maybe the emotional roller coaster ride that we've all been on in the past, you know, 20 months, maybe there is a way to ignite a spark that will literally disintegrate, literally vaporize the pain of the past. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Stephanie about, why does healing matter and how does our healing matter? All of that when we return. We'll be right back, everyone.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every 2nd and 4th Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark, joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. If you got a question for us today, question for Stephanie James, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. And if you want to find out more about Stephanie, go to stephaniejames.world or the sparkpod.com. You can check that out, too. That's totally fun. But if you really want to be in tune with this upcoming event and how that's rolling out, when you go to stephaniejames.world, you know, you just scroll down a little bit and it's going to be right there. And it says, you know, do you want to be Ignite a Spark? And you just put your email and your name in there and you'll be good to go. And you'll be able to hear about this like every step of the way from Stephanie as things emerge and evolve. Stephanie, during the break, and thank you again for joining me here. Did I leave anything out? Is there anything else we want to say to people?
I think you got it.
Okay, yeah. Good. And FYI, I am going to do the blabbing blog.
I'm not kidding.
I already bought the domain. I swear, I'm doing it. And I have a way to do it. I have an idea to do it. I love that we talk about things that is really hard for people to talk about. You know, I've talked about my mom and suicide. I've recently talked about what it's like to be abused. I've talked about, you know, the need for us to raise the bar on mental health. We have actually a fabulous show that is done on addiction and recovery and coaching, Pushy Broad from the Bronx. But here we are. We need the spark. But sometimes the spark doesn't ignite. It's like that movie, Castaway. Do you know that movie with Tom Hanks and he's on the island and then he gets the brainstorm that he needs fire, right? And he tries to get the flame to ignite and he can't get it. And the dude is like, it's like rubbing the wood. And then he gets an insight. So I want to ask you about that moment. That moment before the spark, where you're ready to give up. That moment where you're going to get an insight. It may not be as big as you think. But there's something that may show up that's stopping you. Something that not letting you proceed. You know, something that may tell you you're not enough. You know, you're not Stephanie James. You're not Dr. Pat. That thing that you may hear today, and I want to ask you, we must be in service of everyone. And let's talk about healing. I wouldn't be here if I didn't do some serious healing stuff. How about you?
Oh my God, absolutely not. Yeah, I've done my work and continue to do it.
Some days I wake up and I shared with the listeners, I have a meditation. It takes about 10 seconds, maybe longer, but I prepare for it and I get in a space for it. And I close my eyes and I ask, what is mine to do today? Sometimes I may have a crystal. I don't know. It varies. And I shared with them for about 10 years now, the answer has been more. You need to do more. And then I get insight. We have burned ourselves out here. I want to ask you, how does our healing matter? And what do we do to help people move beyond that energy of trying to get that spark lit? And then get the insight, oh my gosh, the wind is blowing it out. Let me dig a little hole and put it in there.
Yeah. Yeah. So such great questions again. I think number one of the things that we have to do is, as I said before, we have to slow down and we have to stop. Like you're saying, even if it's 10 seconds, 10 minutes, I mean, to be able to just stop and create room. You know, it's like giving oxygen to that spark to create this flame, right? And I think the other thing, Pat, is to know that, you know, to me, the spark truly inside of us is our essence. So that never gets burnt out or blown out. It's always a part of who we are. It really is our, you know, some people call it the God spark or our spirit, but it really is the essential us, our essence. What happens is life covers that up. Oftentimes, you know, difficult circumstances or whatever. And so we have to excavate it. We don't excavate it by staying busy all the time. We don't excavate it by, you know, continuing to tell ourselves we're not good enough and, you know, doing all this mental chatter. We have to stop and do, sometimes it's the work of healing, whether it's through, you know, meditation, whether it's through therapy or a life coach, whatever that would be. Being out in nature. I mean, there's so many different ways, right, that we heal. And I go back to the first part of our conversation talking about being a conduit, that we, you know, in order to help healing come into the world, we have to keep doing our own work. So if we're people that are driven to serve humanity or serve others, that's the greatest gift we can do, is work on ourselves to give, you know, again, to be that clear conduit. So that then we are bringing forth greater healing, because I'll never forget when I worked, this is, oh my goodness, 27 years ago, I ran the cognitive behavioral program working with seriously mentally ill, mainly paranoid schizophrenics at a mental health center. And I had one of the therapists there say, I need you to come join me in therapy because I can't get past what I'm doing with this client. I need you to be a co-therapist. Because this client has been very seriously sexually abused by her father. And so I have been as well, she said. And so I can't, it's like, I have my own blocks. I can't help her to heal because I don't think I've healed this within me. Well, that really, you know, was impactful to me, saying like, wow, we got to make sure that we're doing our own work so that we can be that clear conduit to help that healing flow to the next person. So is that answering?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, part of this, I want to piggyback on what you said is I want to go to this place for a minute, if we could. A lot of times we think that that healing journey is like an explosive dynamic event. Now, let me just say this. Yes, sometimes it will be explosive. Sometimes it will show up by you not able to participate in an Olympics. And sometimes it'll show up why you did not win the gold, you just got the bronze, and now you're talking about your mental state. Sometimes you could be a record-breaking swimmer, and it will show up after the event, you start to talk about it. But it doesn't always show up like that, right? Can we talk about what to do when the incidentals, I call them the incidentals, triggers pop up and they give us like a feeling, because those are signs, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, I have to tell you, my current partner, he is so good at helping me reframe when I get triggered. Like when I get triggered, he'll say, oh, what a blessing, you know? And the truth is when we get triggered, it actually is a blessing. And I've learned how to reframe that now, that those little triggers are actually whatever is unhealed within us coming up for the purpose of being healed. And so it's like life trying to get our attention, our inner self trying to get our attention. And I absolutely resonate with that part that you're saying. It doesn't all come as one big aha moment. It just doesn't.
No.
What we're doing, though, through a mindfulness practice or meditation is we're creating space for it to happen so we can hear that still inner voice. You know, Oprah Winfrey says that we always have that voice whispering to us. And if we don't listen, it gets louder and louder. And eventually, if we're still not listening, it's a brick to the head.
Yeah. There is an artist. I want to ask you about this because we don't have to have everything show up to teach us in the normal ways. There's an artist. Her name is Alea Dow. Alea Dow is a musician. And of course, she's a musician and she creates beautiful meditations. Just her music is gorgeous. But there's one song I heard of hers. And this was way back. You know, it was one of her first albums and it's called Awaken. And when I hear this song, and I play it often, I just want to cry. And, you know, I've had to think about and work on why when I hear this song, is it that I'm being touched in a way that I'm so grateful? What is it about it? And I want to ask you this, Stephanie. You know, there are things in life that will either hit us like a brick or touch us like a feather. But whether it's the brick or the feather, they are equally powerful and healing, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, for me, oftentimes, Pat, it comes to me at like 3 or 4 in the morning. You know, when it's,
I get up at 3 in the morning. I don't know. What's that about?
I had a client tell me, you know, when that happens, she calls it an altar call. And I loved that.
Oh, I
loved
like that too.
And I feel like, you know, that's oftentimes when it does come as the feather. And I'm just open to what that message is. And I think that's part of it is tuning in to listening to what that is. And yeah, sometimes in my life, it has been the brick. It doesn't mean that one is more important than the other. I think it's all important. It's about tuning in and saying, okay, I'm willing to listen. I'm willing to be open to how that is coming through. And I may have shared with you, you know, last time we spoke about, you know, my own daughter being an addict and alcoholic for 10 years. You know, we just struggled with her addiction for 10 years. And there was a moment where I was literally brought to my knees, you know, taking care of her 3 and 4 year old sons, working full time in my practice, you know, and just being overwhelmed that first, you know, couple weeks. And there's this moment when I'm just leaving their bedroom after rubbing their backs where I can hardly keep my head up, going to my bedroom and just being so pissed at her, at the life circumstances. I was pissed at God going, why?
Right.
You know, all of this pain. And it was in that moment that literally talk about fully. I mean, I really have those moments I call where I hit my knees and just said, I have to get out of my own way. I'm trying to make everything, you know, I can't fix her. I can't control this. I have to surrender that sometimes life is difficult. And I used to hate that. When I read that at Scott Peck's book at the very beginning of The Road Less Traveled, I was like, no way. Life is not just difficult, but when we accept that life does include some difficulty and we surrender to not having to have all the answers, it was like I made room in that moment for something to come through. And while it wasn't this huge aha, at 4 a.m, I woke up and experienced the most profound peace I had felt in years. Something shifted in me. So we could say, Pat, something ignited within me in that way. And literally my life was not the same from that moment on.
Yeah. You know, I want to take a short break here, Stephanie, because when we come back, what I want to talk about is the living part of this. You know, the part where we've now recognized we got a hurdle. You know, maybe we are the Olympic gold winner McLaughlin. Maybe that's us. We've got 10 hurdles, I guess, in our case. But we got this hurdle. And the question that we may want to ask ourselves, do I have everything I need to get over it? Do I have that? Do I have the spiritual support I need? Do I have the mental and well-being support I need? Do I have the wellness support I need? And do I have the commitment to myself support I need? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Stephanie all those questions to address, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with my very special guest, Stephanie James. Go ahead, check it out, stephaniejames.world or thesparkpod.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion. First Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Guess what? You don't need to wait until the new year to set new goals for yourself. Hi, I'm Joan Marlowe, the host of Awareness to Action, and I'm taking this concept to a whole new level. I've developed a program to take your awareness to action in 90 days. Let me introduce you to your day one. Day one can start any day you choose, so why not now? We will use powerful brainstorming, mastermind, visioning, and goal-setting techniques to open your awareness of what you really want in your life and take action with intention to get there. Choose to work with me one-on-one or in a small group. Let's connect, lift each other up, and hold each other accountable. I'm offering a free consult to design your program. Visit my site, peacefullyhealing.com, to connect with me, and let's find out when your day one will begin.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Oh, we are just having too much fun. Welcome back. Stephanie James is my very special guest here today, everybody. Look, if you want to find out more about me, go to thedrpatshow.com. And so, you know, we're going to do something really... Can I make an announcement with you here? I don't know. I just got inspired to make this announcement. As we continue to grow, and I think, Stephanie, you got this email about us moving over to Vimeo, right? Okay. generally the audience is like, we don't care about any of that. We don't care where you move to. Just make sure we know how to find you. But, you know, we're now ready to launch our channels and do what design. We have our new technology in place, you know. So somebody suggested, why don't we take the designs of the logos for each of the channels and have like a little contest, like pick the logo. And if you don't like these logos, you can design one. And so what we were going to do is we were going to give them like a little prize.
Fun.
What do you think about that? I thought it was like cool to engage our audience and whatnot in that.
Absolutely. I love it.
And this is one of these moments where like Linda and myself, we're having lunch, like the lunch thing. And I go like this. And then I come back with that. And they're like, oh, no, here she goes. Stephanie James is writing us here today. And this is your passion. This is your purpose. You know, we are living in times. And we're living in these trying times. But I hear some of the most incredible stories. I mean, we've shared about our journey. And I talked about my journey in applying for PPP. I mean, I did a whole series way back about what that was like for me. And I offered to help other people apply for it because I have a friend that was a hairstylist, independent, and she didn't even know she could apply for funds. So here we are in these trying times. What I found in these trying times for myself, I love being of service. I don't care what I do. If I have to go down and cook turkeys for a chicken soup brigade, I'm going to do it. I work with women in addiction. I love doing it. Tell us about your daily practice. Tell us about what gets you, Stephanie James, fired up and ignited to create some of the magnificent things you're doing.
Well, I have to tell you, every single morning, one of the first things I do, Pat, is go outside in my backyard, and it doesn't matter if there's snow on the ground or if it's raining. I go stand in my yard with my dogs, and it's like I just take a few moments to soak up the sky, listen to the birds, and it just always reminds me like there's something so much bigger than me out there. And it really grounds me and puts me just in touch with like, wow, and I'm also a part of all of this. So that is definitely one of the first things I think that sparks me up in the morning. I'm big into exercising. That makes me just feel clear. Yoga is my big thing. I love to do yoga, a little bit of weights, not a lot, maybe one HIIT workout a week. And then the things that really ignite me, like I'm writing my second book right now. And so when I make time in the morning for that, and I'm not saying I do it every morning, but like this morning, I had to hustle to work because I got so inspired. But the next thing I knew, you know, an hour and a half had gone by and I had to hustle to get ready and get here to work on time. But I think, you know, honestly, one of the things that helps me so much, and I really do teach all my clients, I pass on what works in my life as well, is in the morning, writing out these three C's and they're questions. And the first question is, how do I take care of myself today? And I always do it in this 24-hour thing because we can get really caught in fear and like the what if we get too far into the future, you know? And so if we reel ourselves into today, this makes me feel more like, okay, I can have a plan for today. I can't plan everything for what next week might look like, but for today, how can I take care of myself? And it might be those things, you know, eating nutritious food, exercising, meditating, those kind of things. The second question is, how do I connect with others? You know, and I love the question too, for me, that comes up with that is, how can I make someone else's day today?
Yeah.
Just by reaching out, by a note, by, you know, who might need me to show up as my best self today? Yeah. You know, those are all kind of questions for me under that, you know, how do I connect today? How do I connect with the world? What do I want to do? And we also need connection. So part of that for me too, Pat, is connecting with myself, to truly be loving to myself. And sometimes it's literally putting one hand here on my shoulder, wrapping one arm around my waist and I close my eyes and I literally say, I've got you.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I love it. So I'm taking care of myself in that day. And then the last question is, how can I be creative today? And you know, that's different on different days. Some days how I'm creative is I'm making a song list and maybe I'm playing it that night and dancing in my kitchen. Or maybe the way that I'm being creative is like this morning, you know, when I'm just letting that creative writing flow go through me. But it can also be, I tell people, gosh, you know, being creative, it's being in flow. So it's whatever that means to you,
I
right?
Love that.
Like you could run around the block in a different way than you usually go. And you're being creative in your mind. You're creating new neural pathways. And so I think that helps to, you know, enliven us, that helps us to feel like, wow, okay, I'm plugged in.
Yeah.
So
I love that you're talking about creativity, and I'm hoping it's one of the topics I talk about a lot. I've done papers on it. I've studied with Mikhail down in Claremont on flow, and it's been an enigma for me. And that's why I've become a student of it, because you know, when you feel it, mm-hmm. right? I love your dancing. My mom used to have us girls dance. She also did some other things, like Benny will tell you. And Benny, this is the truth. I mean, I can't hold a note. I'm just saying. But I will sing on air, because my mama would get us three girls and we'd have to sing together and dance together. And it was always a stretch for me. But one of the things I want to kind of ask you in the couple minutes left, there is a power in focus. And it's one of the most misunderstood, how should we call it, constructs, dynamics? Mm-hmm. Because people believe that focus is this really hard thing. But focus is also what you just described in everything you described. Yoga, focus, dancing, lists. And I think that what you're talking about is, we can be the best we can be in life and totally enjoy it. And I want to thank you for bringing that powerful message, Stephanie, to the world. And I'm really excited about this upcoming event. So again, how do we get plugged in so we can get a sneak peek, right? Yeah. It's like this, it's like getting the sneak peek of the James Bond trailer. Actually, I'm more interested in Suicide 2. Squad 2. That's what I'm interested in. Anything with Idris Elba, I'm going to watch. But how about you? How do we find out?
Well, go to stephaniejames.world, put your name in, get the free visualization, and you'll be on our mailing list so we can give you more information about truly this amazing event, which is called What We Need to Know Now, Living Wisdom for a Changing World. And on that same website, I'm just inviting people to go and watch the trailer to my film, When Sparks Ignite. And that hopefully will be coming out here within the next 6 months. Excited about that as well.
I love it. Stephanie, I can't thank you enough for everything you're doing in the world. Certainly, please listen to Stephanie's podcast as well. And you know, I do want to leave people with something, if you don't mind. If you want to take a peek at what focus looks like, ready for this? I want to congratulate Sandra Sanchez of Spain. I want to congratulate her, this 38-year-old who's now been coined the Queen of Kata, winning karate's first ever Olympic gold medal in the country where it was spiritually designed. And if you want to see the epitome of focus and what we're talking about today, watch her final kata.
Beautiful.
Anybody can do it. Stephanie James, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. Stephanie, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Pat. What a privilege to be here with you.
And so much game fun. Thank you, Benny, for pushing all the right buttons. Thank you for Jamie for making us look great on the video portion. And thank you all for being the best audience on the planet. Karate. See you next time.